From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. These are remarkable times. And given the spirit of the times, we put out a challenge. We asked songwriters to write a tune about these historic days. And so many of you rose to the challenge. We got some great submissions, and I've picked a handful for this special edition of All Songs Considered. It's sort of a Project Song home edition, songs for these times. And we'll start right off with a group from Chicago. They're called the Occidental Brothers Dance Band International. In fact, they were just on our Global Fest show. I saw them in New York City. The Occidental Brothers actually wrote this song during the fall, but I thought it was so appropriate. It captured the spirit so well. This was an exception worth making. Give a listen to this song. It's called Obama Ubarikiwe.
Obama Ubarikiwe. Obama Ubarikiwe.
Yo, Samba Fanaka, taking it worldwide, let's go. Everybody stand up, new leader in the game. New era, new vision, it's time for a change. Let's use our head, not warhead. No more thugs selling dope, my brother seen hope. Changes in the air, I see it right here. No more divisions, hate and despair. Take a stand for change, do what you gotta do. If they don't know by now, I'ma give them a clue. Everybody, time to take a stand. Yes we can.
Uongozi baba ni kipawa upewa na Mungu. Wewe unacho. Leta amani mabadiliko matumaini. Wa Marekani na walimwengu. Tumekupenda. Wa Marekani na walimwengu. Tumekupenda. Baraka.
Was the Occidental Brothers Dance Band International, the song Obama Ubarikiwe. Our next song comes from Rachel Griffin. Rachel wrote a handful of tunes for our challenge, and after recording two songs, she was inspired to do a third, and she went into a studio pretty much unprepared. Rachel Griffin writes, the verses are inspired by the peaceful feeling I've had about things since Obama was elected, even though times are so hard. Yes, I can't pay my bills, but I have a president who inspires me. He inspires me tirelessly to use the gifts and the talents I possess for the greater good. So let's hear from Rachel Griffin. Her song is called Struggle Leads to Grace.
Something good is in the air. I'm broke, but I don't care. I'm watching with a smile, and even if it takes a while, struggle leads to grace, and we will get out of this place. Struggle leads to grace. Happy today, even though I can't pay my bills. Yeah, I'm feeling fine, remembering things that don't cost a dime. Struggle leads to grace, and we will get out of this place. Struggle leads to grace.
Rachel Griffin, her song is called Struggle Leads to Grace. You can hear all of these songs on our blog, and you can see a video of Rachel Griffin singing her song. Go to npr.org/allsongs and click on our blog. Now on to Christian Kiefer in this special edition of All Songs Considered. Christian Kiefer got together with a number of musicians, and before Barack Obama was elected, I received a lavishly packaged CD of original songs about our first 43 presidents. The CD was called Of Great and Mortal Men. And now Christian Kiefer has added to the song list. He's written a song for the 44th president, Barack Obama. And here it is. It's called Obama.
sleigh. I was in a dream where everything was beautiful and we were secure in the same little houses with all our big box stores. We can buy some more to prove we've made it big right here in the USA.
Kristen Kiefer, the song's called Obama. You can read about the other songs Kristen Kiefer wrote for the other presidents at nprmusic.org. And now on to Peter Ford. Peter Ford wrote a song called What Our Future Holds. What Our Future Holds, he says, was a breakthrough for me. I'd never written anything quite like it or held myself to a deadline like that. The lyric, Our Dreams Are Our Children, came from a dream of an inscrutable conversation with a wise friend in a dark cave. At the end of the conversation, I realized the walls were lined with geodes. I broke one free and cradled it in my hand. And he goes on to write, when I awoke, I had the insight that these were not literal human offspring, but all the seeds of potential gifts I had within me, and I had to nurture them. This song by Peter Ford is called What Our Future Holds.
What our future holds, we can't change. Oh, what our future holds, we can't change. What our future holds, we can't change. Oh, what our future holds, we can't change. In everything we do, in everything we say, we think of our future and finding a better way. The world is in danger, growing smaller every day. In everything we do, in everything we say, we think of our children, they are helping them on their way. The world is in danger, growing smaller every day. What our future holds, we can change. Oh, what our future holds, we can change.
That's Peter Ford. What Our Future Holds is the name of the song. And now, on to John Black. John Black's song is called If We Hang On, Uncle Sam's Song of Hope. John Black writes of Uncle Sam's Song of Hope, "These are Sam's thoughts and encouragement to his companion that the night will, in fact, end and the new day will bring hope and direction. During any difficult time," he says, "I believe it's important that families and friends have to encourage each other to keep moving, keep hoping, and keep loving one another. A great rescue or changing circumstance might be around the corner." Let's give a listen to John Black and his song, If We Hang On.
Sky, no reasons for.
That's John Black. His song is called If We Hang On, Uncle Sam's Song of Hope. And we end now with Kat Edmondson. She wrote a song called Be the Change. It's the most contagious of all the songs we have here. There's a video she put together of people holding cardboard signs of the change they want to see. You can see it online at our blog, npr.org/allsongs. Click the link for the blog. And for all of those who submitted, I hope you got something out of the challenge. So thank you so much. A few things you might want to know. We have online right now the entire CD by the Animal Collective streaming from our website. Also an exclusive, the new Bruce Springsteen. Also, Animal Collective will join us on our show for a live chat on Wednesday the 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter. All Songs is the address, and I'll keep you posted about things we're doing. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.
Everywhere you look, you can write a book on what's going on. Everyone you know's got to reap what they sow, be it right or wrong.
Be it right or wrong.
Ghettos flood, there's a hole up in the sky. Oil and blood, tell me why, oh why. Terror struck, look at us. This isn't what we planned. You gotta take a stand. Don't forget that pride always goes before the fall. And nobody's free till there's freedom for all. As you sow, so shall you reap. Be the change that you want to see. Well, yeah. Be the change that you want to see. Gotta bend to the way it is. But be that as it may, it's not the way. Just cause they say it is. On TV, there's just no reality. All I hear is me, me, me. What they sold, I'm not buying. Yesterday, heard you say that there's nothing you can do. I wonder if you'd feel the same if it was happening to you. Don't forget that pride always goes before the fall. And nobody's free till there's freedom for all. As you sow, so shall you reap. Be the change that you want to see. Right now, be the change that you want to see. The changes start with you. Be the change that you want to see.